At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Even with the tariff news last week, at least one poll indicating popularity for President Trump. George Williams has the story.
The results come from the Daily Mail, surveying over 1,000 registered voters between March 31st and April 3rd, including the day after President Trump's Liberation Day announcement. The poll finds President Trump's approval at 53%, up 4% from the week prior. This includes a remarkable 13% jump in the age group of 18 to 29, a 17% increase among black voters, and yes, even a 6% increase in favorability among Democrats and independents. As for the tariffs themselves, most remain unsure, but along three different lines, there's an overall 1 to 2% edge of approval over disapproval for President Trump's moves. George Williams reporting.
It has happened today in the National Hockey League. Alex Ovechkin has broken Wayne Gretzky's record for most goals in NHL history by scoring the 895th of his career. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump plans to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tomorrow in what will be the second White House meeting since Trump's return to the Oval Office. Meanwhile, former Israeli military officer Michael Oren was asked by the Salem Radio Network if he believes that Mr. Trump is prepared to move against Iran if they continue their development of nuclear weapons.
I do. And that seems to be the message coming out of Washington. And certainly it's the hope coming out of Israel. But Iran, they're smart. And they're great negotiators, they're great market negotiators, and they will publicly say, oh, we won't negotiate under pressure, but privately they'll get back to the president and say, okay, we're willing to sit down and cut a deal.
Suspected U.S. airstrikes have killed at least two people overnight in a stronghold of Yemen's Houthi rebels, nine other Houthis reportedly wounded. This is SRN News. Well, the Public Religion Research Institute is asking about abortion.
The poll indicates that 63% of Americans want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases. 34% want the procedure to be illegal in all or most cases. 85% of Democrats favor abortion versus just 39% of Republicans. Majorities of most major faith groups also want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases. The exceptions are white evangelical Protestants, Hispanic Protestants, and Mormons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge ruling Alabama's attorney general cannot prosecute people and groups who help women travel to other states to obtain abortions. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson sided with an abortion fund and medical providers that sued Attorney General Steve Marshall after he had suggested they could face prosecution under anti-conspiracy laws. This is SRN News. Political analyst Matthew Continetti reminding Americans the very same so-called experts criticizing President Trump's trade policies today were the ones who refused to allow questions about Joe Biden's mental health during the previous administration.
I have to say that the way in which the media covered up for Biden does make me raise an eyebrow when I hear the uniform chorus of experts say that Trump's policy on trade is going to end in utter disaster.
Continetti cautions against blindly believing the flood of negative news reports about the president's trade policies.
This group of experts are wrong. They're almost always wrong. And so one lesson I take away from the Biden experience is we really have to look at what the Beltway class says with a huge dollops of salt.
More details at srnnews.com.